This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com. Here's Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
It is already July 31st, 2021. It is flying by. We appreciate you listening to us here at Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Cunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We really, really love doing this show every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time. And if you don't have a local affiliate that is carrying us, or they're only carrying part of the show, give them a call and say, can you carry the whole show? If not, go to RadioLawTalk.com. And click on the live button. Click on live right on the front, and then you can listen to us all 3 hours. We want you to listen on our radio affiliates. That's where we want you to listen. But ask them to make sure they play all 3 hours and play it live if they can. But here's the other thing that's interesting. If you want to call in, you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. You don't even have to be on the show. You can just talk to our producer, Cal Hunter. That's a famous man you get to talk to. If you just call in and say, hi, Cal, I just want to say hi to you and say that I've talked to you.
Funny.
Cal Hunter, been around a while, man. If you want autographs, just send it in, and he probably won't send an autograph. You signed so many of them, Cal. It's probably, they're worth probably, what, 2 cents, 3 cents, because there's so many of them out there?
Well, and, one of my kids, when I went to speak at a junior high school in the market I was in, I signed a card and gave it to a kid. Next day tried to sell it, and he couldn't give it away. So I don't suppose it's worth anything.
That's okay. Well, yeah, it's worth something. So anyway, that's who we are. We have a lot of fun. Denise Dirks is a family law attorney. I'm a personal injury lawyer. Yeah, those ones you don't like until you need one. And Todd is a former prosecutor in two states and now has his own criminal practice. And we have a great time. We're mainly barred in California. I'm barred in Washington, D.C. Todd used to practice in Tennessee. I was used to.
Doesn't when you mean? Say barred, now a lot of people not familiar with the law, that sound like barred as in we cannot go to California or Tennessee. No, we have bar licenses in California, and I had one in Tennessee. You got one in Washington, D.C.?
Right.
That's right. So
right,
you can Washington, go there. Denise, you're just California, right?
I'm just California.
And you slacker.
I am a slacker. I admit it.
Pat myself on the back. And I am barred to argue before the United States Supreme Court.
Me too.
That's right, Denise. You are too.
Yes.
That was cool. We both had to go down there and get sworn in by the justices. I got sworn in by Justice Roberts.
Wow, that's pretty recent.
That's pretty cool. And then
I've been sworn at by a justice, but not sworn.
Yeah, well, that's right, everybody. We're going to have a great time today. We're going to talk about Scarlett Johansson's lawsuit against Disney. That is super interesting. Do not miss that. This is what is going on is not just Scarlett Johansson. She's like going to be the front runner because there's going to be probably, not guaranteeing, but probably more lawsuits against Disney. It's over the COVID-19 stuff, everybody, and how COVID-19 applies. Do they, because don't forget, a lot of these stars get paid by box office money. How much are coming in the box office? And guess what? That's a problem because there's no box offices opening. So does Disney go ahead and throw it on Disney Plus? Do they get part of that? I don't know. We're going to find out what's going on with that. We're going to be following this for a long time, and not just with Scarlett Johansson, possibly some other people. We're going to be talk about Titans Julio Jones. I said it to Julia last time I met Julio Jones. Suing by a California cannabis company. We're going to talk about that. It's interesting. Remington, we're going to talk about the latest lawsuits there, a dog attack. Trevor Milton, who is he and why is he important? And we're going to talk about other things. Denise. Oh, I thought you were raising your hand.
I just moved my hand across.
Okay. And then the thing we're going to do is, most importantly, is our second hour of Case or No Case, Cal.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right, here we go. You knew this would happen sometime somewhere. One Australian inventor was so irritated with Australia's unwieldy patent system, so he filed a patent for a circular transportation facilitation device, otherwise known as a wheel. Well, you know, there's a lot of automotive manufacturing in Australia. And car manufacturers heard of this from their moles in the patent office, and they immediately brought their legal teams together. They said, if this patent is upheld, we've got to pay this guy a royalty for, first off, for four wheels, maybe five on every car. How's this going to work? With all that going, another inventor filed on a device, same kind of thing, and then, of course, it was starting to get out of hand. Cars have spare tires, a wheel being transported by a wheel. Also, he filed on the spare tire, as he wanted his cut. After all the hubbub died down in 1987, the fundamental question was asked by the automotive company lawyers. Case or no case? Can this big wheel have a case? That's, I guess. And does the big wheel keep on turning? And does the Proud Mary keep on burning?
I love the big wheel. I got a big wheel for Christmas one time.
Yeah,
remember
cool.
That?
Yeah.
Was that called the big wheel? Or
yeah.
Was that, I love that thing. You sat on it and you pedaled and it had the big old wheel in the front. Yeah, you, like Cal says, you had your hands up like a chopper. Yeah.
And you watched on Wide World of Sports, because this is back in the 70s, Evel Knievel and his motorcycle jumping over buses, and you thought, you know, I got a big wheel. I can make a ramp. My parents, I hope they have insurance.
You never thought of insurance.
If you had a big bum, sometimes you fell off the back of the big wheel. Do you know that?
I don't know. I didn't know about that.
Yes.
But it did keep turning. So the question is, and let's see, I believe we started with Fred.
Me.
So now, Mr. Kunin, are you up?
No, I think it's my
Fred's
turn.
Up.
I'm up.
That's right.
Okay, Fred, you're up. So
okay.
What about the big wheel?
So that's interesting. So, yes, that is a ridiculous thing. And he wanted to file a patent. I think he did file a patent. I don't think there was a lawsuit incurred. What happened is the patent office rejected it immediately. Because they're lawyers, there's nothing to do. All they have to do is object to it, and the patent office is going to say no. So there's no lawsuits that need to occur unless he receives the patent. So it is a real scenario. Nothing happened in that case. There was no case.
All right, fair enough. Todd, what do you think about that?
You know, right up until you said 1987,
yeah,
I was thinking, but it was rejected because the courts at the time required only humans could file patents, not Neanderthals, that the invention of the wheel, you also had to be able to use fire. How long has the wheel been around?
By the way, his name was Fred Flintstone.
Flintstone, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I agree with Fred. You can't patent something that is so available. This is, when you patent something, you have to show that this is a unique idea that you created, that this is new, this is something that you came up with. And to take something that's so readily available in nature, as the circle is, and wheels, and it's on cars, there's no way that this would get patented. So I think that this is an interesting scenario, but did not become a case. No case.
So no go on the circular transportation facilitation device. Ms. Dirks, what say you?
I think the inventor was trying to show that the Australian Patent Office was a joke, that and so he purposely sent these patents there to see if he can get them patented. And I think that he actually did get them patented. And then when the automakers started to found out about this, then they went and they complained, and it was ultimately the patents were revoked. That's what I think. So I think it's a real scenario, but I don't think it's a case.
Can you imagine the panic on a car manufacturer's case when all of a sudden they see that somebody has a patent on the wheel? I mean, my word. So I'm not going to give you the answer now because we only have a minute left.
Okay.
Or I can give. I'll tell you what. I'm going to give it to you now. It's okay.
No! Don't give us the answer.
Should we treat this as a tease?
No! I was texting back someone, and that's why I was just teasing. But okay, let's just hold on, Cal. Just take us out. We've got 1 minute left, and we're going to talk about whether or not the wheel and the Neanderthals should be able to get a patent on it. And I'm going to. The answer is no way, Cal. No
okay.
way. We'll be back.
Somehow it seems obvious. I mean, it's a. Coming up, including the answer to case or no case and more. And don't forget, we are live every Saturday 9 to noon Pacific time on many local radio stations and on RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. You better listen to us.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
That's really groovy music. That's like 70s music, Cal. I think I'm in the 70s when I hear that music.
Yeah, it does sound like a
Yeah.
One the Brady Bunch is going to come out every any minute now. Woo! Greg, what's up, man? Marsha! Woo-hoo!
That wasn't the type of 70s show I was thinking of, but hey, it was funky music nonetheless.
Let's see. We were going to talk about the... Before we get to Scarlett Johansson, we have to get the case or no case, and we said that this patent for the wheel was a real filing of a patent of a guy out of Australia, but that doesn't matter. There's no case. I say no case. Denise, you said no case, right?
Yes, I said real scenario, no case.
And Todd, you said no case.
I said no case.
Oh, so this is going to be a bust anyway.
Oh, well
what?
Guess what? Cal can get points.
Guess what?
Cal, what?
You're right.
No case.
It was, in fact, two protest patents. The Australian Patent Office waited until 2021.
Wow.
Remember the guy did this in 1918. I mean, did I say 1918?
No, you said 1987.
Yeah, 1987. So they waited until 2021 and revoked the patent it had granted.
What?
In 1987.
See, I got
did it actually grant
it? Granted the patent. And then they finally looked and said, hey, what are we doing? So the rights to the circular transportation device in Australia belong to no one.
And that is case in the
Do I get an extra point because I got the actual scenario exactly right about them granting it and then revoking it?
Well, except that you said the guy filed it as a protest, as a joke to point out the hypocrisy
yes,
of the patenting.
But it was granted.
I don't know that that's why he filed it. We just know he filed it. Interesting.
Anyway,
next time we're going to talk about an interesting category of people who come before the judge. You guys have talked about it before, but I found an interesting case or no case on what they call pro se. Now, you can explain what that means next hour, but it's really quite fascinating, and that's next hour on Case or No Case.
Cal's reference to the upcoming Case or No Case as, quote, interesting, does not constitute a guarantee of interest on the part of the listener.
It does not. This whole show is not guaranteed.
I'm just throwing disclaimers out there.
We should put that in for the whole show. No.
Let's do disclaimer anyway. This is Radio Law Talk. We're talking about general topics of law. Go seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. Right?
My life is a disclaimer. Okay.
That's exactly right. Don't forget, go to RadioLawTalk.com and you can see our disclaimers and read about it if you're really tired. But we're talking about the issue of Scarlett Johansson. The big issue here is, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of precedent going on because of COVID-19. Just bizarre, weird things that are hitting. And the most important thing to an actor or an actress is when they get an agreement that says that they get a certain percentage of the box office, right? And what happens when you have a pandemic and they all close down the movie theaters? What happens is they've got these films in the box and they got to do something with them. And so Disney's like, well, we can't, a lot of the theaters are closed. We can't do much with the theaters. Even though they're, some of them are partially opening. And now we're hearing rumor as of this is the 31st of July that there's going to be more shutdowns, they're talking about because of the Delta virus. Who knows what's going on? So they stream it live on their Disney Plus channel because what's going on is actually who's smart and who's making money are the streaming companies now, right? Because it's going to stop people from going out and going to the movies because they can't get out, right? And so they're going to stay at home and watch it, and there's going to be a lot of big screen TVs purchased pretty soon. So she is suing, saying, look, I'm missing a lot of money because now instead of just putting it in the box office like you're supposed to, you put it on the box office and you put it on Disney Plus streaming, and so a lot of people are going, we're just going to get it on Disney Plus and make it that way. So she sued, and this is probably the beginning of a lot of people that are going to start suing, saying, you're not putting it in the box office, I'm not getting money because of that. And Scarlett Johansson also argues that, look, it's about the executives making money, because as the increase in the Disney stock goes up, because these big time, you know, Black Widow, which is the one she's arguing about, are big films when they go on to Disney Plus. Guess what happens? People start listening. The Disney stock goes up, and now the executives are making more money because they get Disney stock and they own a Disney stock, right? So that is what's happening right now. It's just started. And the argument's going to be, you know, Disney said there's actually, this is a quote from Disney, there is no merit whatsoever to this filing, you know, and they talk about basically how, and then they go into, it's about the pandemic. We can't, you know, what are we going to do with the pandemic? You know, all we can do is put it on our streaming because there's theaters that are closed. And so that's their argument. And I hate to say it, that's kind of a good argument to some degree. But I think it's going to come down to everybody. They're going to have to modify or read into the contract somehow that maybe theaters or opening in theaters includes the Disney Plus, right? I guess that's what they can argue. I guess they know now to write contracts that say, you know, streaming too, right?
Well, streaming, but I think the most important thing is that it's Disney Plus competing with the theaters, and they released them on that same day. So there really was virtually people able to stream it, and then why would they go to a movie theater to watch it?
Especially with COVID, right, Denise?
Exactly. It was so risky. And I do think this is going to open the floodgates. First of all, it was gutsy of Scarlett Johansson to sue Disney. I mean, Disney's kind of, you know, this great company that everybody thinks of as being so moral and, you know, fairy tales and, you know, that type of stuff. And now that she's done it, I know people that have similar compensation packages with Disney, they're going to sue too.
Or other ones, not just Disney, but maybe Netflix or I don't know, or Paramount or whatever. I don't know what they're doing, whoever's doing what.
Yeah, we got a minute before we come up on our bottom of the hour break, because I am going to take the completely opposite side of what we've heard and why I think Scarlett Johansson is completely in the right and why Disney, I think, has dirty hands in all of this.
Awesome. You know why I like him saying that? Because I knew he would, right, Denise? Because he's an actor. So.
And he likes dirty hands.
We'll be back after this. We're going to talk a little more about Disney and Scarlett Johansson and find out what Todd's got to say. Then we get into Julio Jones being sued by a California cannabis company. We'll be right back.
A lot of interesting stuff coming up right here on Radio Law Talk. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Get the Quick Cut confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this.
Get the quick quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. As the clock runs out on a nationwide eviction ban for what's expected to be the final time, millions of tenants are staring at the prospect of losing their homes as they wait for emergency rental aid that the government has failed to deliver. The federal eviction moratorium in place since September is set to expire Saturday after the Biden administration refused to extend it and Democrats in Congress couldn't muster the votes to intervene. The White House on Friday said President Joe Biden and other top administration officials aren't considering a national COVID-19 vaccine mandate at this time.
When he said that across about the mandate across the country, I would encourage you to read his statements and make sure you read the contents of his remarks. So a national vaccine requirement is not under consideration at this time.
This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Is this real life? Oh, that's stone.
This is Radio Law Talk.
All right, Denise and I were laying out the Scarlett Johansson versus Disney fight and look, lawsuit, and kind of Denise and I were mentioning Disney's arguments. It's COVID-19, and the actor turned lawyer and radio host and a commentator for baseball has a comment on that.
Yeah, so listen, Black Widow, I don't know when Scarlett Johansson entered the contract to do Black Widow, but it's part of her recurring contract for Marvel-based characters. Black Widow is a character from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and so Johansson has been in a ton of Marvel films up to this point. It was filmed in 2019, wrapped up filming in October of 2019. The pandemic hit really hard in 2020. Lockdown went into effect in March. The lockdown went into effect while this video was being edited together. Okay? And so Disney, looking at this, knows that there's the lockdown. Nobody can go to theaters. They can sit on a film for as long as they want. This is very common. Tom Cruise has a sequel to Top Gun that has yet to be released. The movie's been done for 2 years. It keeps getting pushed back. It was supposed to be released in July. Now it's not going to be till November. And if there's another lockdown, it's going to get kicked out even further. The same thing with the next James Bond film. It's not uncommon for films to be kicked back so that movie studios can maximize box office sales at a time when they think it's going to be more beneficial to release that. That could have happened here. Now, Disney chose to release this on one of the hottest release weekends of the year, right after the 4th of July. 4th of July was on a Sunday, so this was released the following Thursday or Friday, the 9th of July. And Johansson is saying that her agreement was for 90 days exclusivity in the box office, because that's how she's compensated when she gets her $20 million up front plus a portion of the box office. And that by releasing it first weekend in the box office. But Fred pointed out that this is a pandemic-related thing. Well, the movie theaters are open. They were open when this was released.
And that's the argument that the Disney's making. Oh, it was open, but, you know.
Yeah, so, well, Disney can't really. So Disney has come in and said, how dare Scarlett Johansson file a lawsuit because we had to take measures due to COVID. And I think Scarlett Johansson comes back and says, how dare you try to screw me out of what I'm owed and using COVID as the basis for it. You can't say that we had to release it online because of COVID when the fact of the matter is the movie theaters were open. They were open. You made $60 million the first weekend. And if you're going to have a reduced audience because of COVID-like factors, then that's even more incentive to delay the online release because you want to maximize the number of people that are going to the box office.
Yeah, wasn't there a provision, too, in the contract where they had to put it in the theaters at least 90 days before they allowed the streaming to occur?
That's what I said. It was a 90-day exclusivity in the box office before it was released on the streaming service. Now, let's look at the streaming service here. It wasn't just if you sign up for the $9-$10 a month Disney Plus, you get to watch that movie. No, no, that's not how Disney does it. You have to sign up for Disney Plus, $9-$10 a month, and if you do, then you have the opportunity to rent that film for an additional $30 for that film and that film only. They did the same thing with the Mulan release, you know, a few months ago. Now, you look at that, $40 for a film. So here we go. That's going to be a bargain for anybody wanting to go and watch the film in a group of three or more. You're going to save money if you watch it online. But if you're, and it's Scarlett Johansson, so there's probably a lot in this category. If you're a single guy, if you just want to go and watch the movie by yourself, you're still going to get a better value by going to the movie theater. Even if you're on a date, you're going to get a better value going to the movie theater to watch the film, assuming they don't charge more than $20 a ticket. But still, Johansson, she's an executive producer on this film, which means she ponied up money to help make it, and her compensation is actually a return on her investment in the film. There's like 14 executive producers in this film. And so for Disney, at any time, and I don't know how much advance notice they gave her, at any time over the last year when the pandemic hit and the lockdown started, they could have said, look, we're going to re-arc the cards. We're going to release this dually, right? And it doesn't look like that really happened to the satisfaction of Scarlett Johansson. So Disney decided to do this anyway. And I'm telling you, if they had waited 90 days exclusivity, they could have released this in October. They could have waited to release it in November, right? That's just nothing to a movie studio. It's so popular. It's still going to gross the same amount whether you release it in July or October. But Johansson's statement is this. Disney did this to drive up subscriptions. This wasn't about trying to maximize the amount they're going to make on this movie. This was about Disney trying to drive up subscriptions to their Disney Plus service. And oh, by the way, there are no provisions. Their argument is going to be no provisions for her to receive compensation on subscriptions because people subscribe just to watch that movie or downloading that movie on Disney Plus to watch it there. She only gets stuff in the box office. So this is Disney's way of saying, well, you know, let's say we're going to make $500 million on this movie. And let's say we make it all in the box office. We're going to owe her X amount. But if we make $500 million, but now half of it is from the streaming service, now we only owe her her cut on $250 million because that was the box office amount, not the and she's not entitled to the other stuff.
Well, before the break, you had mentioned that Disney had unclean hands. And can you explain why you believe that Disney had unclean hands and what that even means?
Because they knew that if they released it in the theaters, just speculation is my opinion, but they knew if they released it in the theaters without releasing it online, there would have been a higher box office cut and they would have owed more money to Johansson and other executive producers. But to reduce the amount they had to pay out to others that have invested, they release it online to shift the source of profits for the film to online versus theaters, which means Disney's still going to make the same amount. But because it's coming from a different source, they only have to pay the box office amount. That means they only have to shell out less. So let's say hypothetically that they were going to make $500 million and they had to pay out 20% if it was all box office, but only 10%. But if 250 of it a million now is box office, the other 250 million is online. Now they've gone from having to pay what, 100 million out to only 50 million out to those folks, because it all came from online. And so by doing that, they actually undercut it. In contract law, it would be interference with the contract, not dealing in good faith.
There you go.
And that is, I think, going to be this cause of action. Of course, Disney's going to say, oh, this lawsuit has no merit, because what defendant in a suit is going to come out and say, we're being sued by Scarlett Johansson, and quite frankly, she has a case. We're toast. That's yeah. not going to happen.
And when you go to the court and you have unclean hands or you're not dealing in good faith, the court has to take that into consideration, especially if on any equitable type claims. And that's one of the things that can preclude a possible defense, is if she can argue effectively unclean hands.
Well, I guess it comes down. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt
you. No, that's all right.
So that's what I still think they're going to roll in and say, look, nobody foresaw this. Our hands are clean because we have no – this is the best way to do it, because we have to get this movie out there. And, yes, the theaters are open. You said they're open.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not. They are, but they're not. You know, because people – they are, but people are scared to go out there, and they don't want to – you know, there's less people probably there. And now there's another – you know, it's probably going to start shutting down. I talked to someone in Australia. They're shutting down already. And so I think Disney's like, we've got to get it out. This is the only way. Now – I think what's going to happen here, ready for this? I think what's going to happen is there's going to be a mediation. They're going to sit down and shake hands and figure this out.
I do, too.
That's a smart way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I also think that I had a point to make, and I forgot what it was. Okay. It was important. It was about, you know who's going to make the money on this, right? It's going to be the attorneys.
Yes.
And then the attorneys are going to get smarter about the contracts that they are helping to negotiate for these stars, because they're going to start to get more smart about streaming services, about online releases, and all of that.
But they had streaming services at the time they were probably making this.
No, not at the time. Disney Plus came out right during the time that it was finishing up.
I wonder if there's in the contract says something about a general provision. Oh, if there's any new type of, you know, because don't forget, they knew about, you know, videotapes or DVDs, Netflix type stuff. I wonder if they have a general provision there.
Well, they talk about third-party distribution. That would cover your Netflix, your Hulu, stuff like that.
Yeah.
What's different is this is now a studio-run platform. And so the contracts are going to have to morph. I think the big issue here is, as you said, Fred, this is just opening the floodgates, because a lot of actors are going to have the same complaints if they're executive producers and they feel like they're being taken advantage of, and the studios are minimizing box office profits over online profits to the detriment
right.
of the investor.
What's in online profits? The future. We're going to be back and talk about cannabis companies suing Tennessee Titans Julio Jones. We'll be back.
Fred, Todd, and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Boys are weird. That's true.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
We are always up to date here on Radio Law Talk. Todd Kunin, we've talked about Robert Kraft's case. That was the one in Florida. Robert Kraft's the owner of the Patriots. And yeah. And that was the Florida case where supposedly they had put some video cameras in this massage place that was doing massages, right?
Well, they didn't supposedly put the cameras.
They did.
Law enforcement did put the cameras. What's supposed is whether or not it picked up an illegal act on Mr. Kraft's
part. And tell us the rules. Remember generally the rules, sure, about a minor minor infraction and whether or not they can put videos on that?
Sure. So, whether or not somebody is soliciting sexual conduct at a massage parlor is considered a minor act in the state of Florida, and the question is whether or not law enforcement can surveil that activity without a warrant. And ultimately, and I think that this was the correct ruling, Mr. Kraft and other defendants challenged the conduct of law enforcement as being in violation of their Fourth Amendment rights. Specifically, they had an expectation of privacy. The defendants did, and the law enforcement officers didn't have a warrant to go ahead and take that video, and the court agreed, so that evidence was suppressed. Now, what happened is the case was ultimately dismissed against Mr. Kraft, but the court still had an issue to deal with, namely the video. For purposes of the motion to suppress and everything, this is the stuff we want tossed, that had been lodged with the court as evidence in the case for the court to review to see if there was a Fourth Amendment violation. And this last week, the court ruled that the video should be taken out of the court's file and returned to the prosecution for destruction so that there are no copies of it, so that this isn't floating out there. You see the idea. Some news agency 10 years down the road files a motion with the court to unseal a file. They want to get into it because court files are supposed to be public record. And here's this video, and somehow it gets out. And so the court said, yeah, we're just going to nip all that in the bud and return the video. There's nothing in the court file, and the prosecution has been ordered to destroy it. The only issue I have, if I'm Mr. Kraft, the only concern I have is these are all digital files. And it is so easy to quickly copy and save and stuff a digital file. This isn't like videotape back in the day where, you know, you only got one copy of it. And if you, the original, you make a copy of it, now it's blurry and stuff. No, you can make identical digital copies that are just as, you know, have just as much quality and are visible as the original. And who knows how many times this one's made the rounds. I really hope the controls in the prosecution's office and law enforcement are such that it was very limited and that all copies get destroyed. So, but that's the order.
That's awesome. And I think it should. I'm glad that was what's right, what was rightly done. And so,
yeah. And for people, listen, for anybody out there saying, so you think the rich guy should, no pun intended, should get off on this case so that he doesn't face prosecution, you know, and the idea here is, well, yeah, look, the real problem here is you have, as an individual citizen, a Fourth Amendment right to be secure in your own places and in your own property, and that can only be encroached upon by law enforcement if they get a warrant based upon probable cause. And so, sure, this works to the benefit of Robert Kraft, and he's got a lot of money, but every time police conduct that violates the Fourth Amendment is challenged by somebody that has the resources to challenge it, that has a systemic effect down the line to everybody. And so it actually increases everybody's protections under the Fourth Amendment. So I say that was a good ruling.
But, I agree. People always say that, and that's exactly what's going on there. So let's talk about the California cannabis company that's suing Tennessee Titans Julio Jones. I mean, this is all over the place. Mercury News brings it up. There's a number of other ton of outlets that are talking about this. But this guy is a Titans wide receiver, and he's kind of one of the stars, I guess, and he's facing allegations. And we're going to talk about this. Is that our music to go, Cal?
No, I was trying to find It's All Going to Pot with Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard.
Yeah. Just so you know, those of you behind the scenes, once Cal plays the music, that tells us it's 1 minute to go. I'm like, oh my gosh, we got 1 minute to go.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Julio Jones, star receiver for the Atlanta Falcons, was in the Super Bowl, and he made it known that he wanted to be traded. We covered this case. Do we cover the case where the person on, who was it, Shannon Sharp calls Julio Jones live and asks him, are you staying in Atlanta or are you going? And Julio Jones says, I'm out of here. And the question was, did Julio Jones know he was live on the air? That's this guy.
Right.
He ended up siding with the Titans, and apparently he was a partner in a cannabis growing and distribution company, legit under California law. The company originally was, but he's being sued by the company claiming that to the tune of nearly $3 million since March, he and a few others were illegally harvesting some of the product, and rather than reporting it through the normal reporting protocols in the state of California, because they're very strict reporting requirements, they were taking this and selling it on the black market, and to the tune, again, of $3 million since March of this year. So,
right, and basically he was usurping the business opportunity of a company that he actually was a part of. So, you know, it's pretty serious, and it can be a criminal act as well. I mean, it could be embezzlement. It could be, you know, a bunch of different types of stuff. But I think in California, he didn't legally have the licensing and the ability to properly do this. So he may have some problems here.
You know, it's interesting, Denise, is cannabis industry. You know, I'm going to get on a side. This is a side note. This is anecdotal. And let me tell you. Hi, my name is Fred Pretty. Yeah, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm a police officer. Or I do this. I'm
a
police
officer.
I own a bar. Oh, I own this company. Oh, by the way, I'm in cannabis too. Oh, you are too. Oh, okay. And my name's, I'm in cannabis. Oh, you're in cannabis too. Everybody's in cannabis. Every time I talk to someone, they're going, this is my business. I run a fast food restaurant. Oh, by the way, I own cannabis too. Oh, really? Anybody else? Is there anybody out there that does not own something to do with cannabis?
How did that happen?
It's crazy. It just seems like everybody's like, oh, I'm doing cannabis. My Fred, are you going to get into cannabis? No. No, no, and no. I don't want anything to do with it. I'm not disparaging or saying, no, don't do it. I'm just saying, I don't want anything to do with it. But you know, anyway, there you go. Cannabis.
When we covered cannabis back in the early days of Radio Law Talk, that was one of the first episodes I was on. You know, I was pointing out this, that California has all these record-keeping requirements, but it's still illegal on the federal level. So technically, all the feds would ever have to do if they wanted to prosecute somebody is go file a complaint against an individual or a company, and then go in and subpoena all of the records from the state agencies that these folks had to file with and say, okay, you filed all this under the penalty of perjury, and now we can go ahead and prosecute you. Julio Jones is being sued civilly by the company he was part of, that he was affiliated with, for essentially taking part of the product and then selling it on his own with a couple of other folks. And I think that the issue here is, and we'll have to wait to see if this pans out, but if this conduct turns out to be true, then what you're going to see here is the state of California, I think, could come after him criminally. Because now you're not operating pursuant to the purview of your license. You're operating as just a person that grows and sells beyond personal use. It's $3 million worth of product since March. He could be in trouble if this is true. And when the depositions come down, because he knows he could face criminal liability, how much information do you think you're going to get in those depositions?
Yeah, I'm going to be pleading the fifth.
Absolutely.
At every turn. And the other thing is, it's also going to depend on if he sold it out of state. That is a huge issue, because it's not clear to whom he sold it to.
Yeah. Bill Cosby's going to sit there and say, yeah, deposition, plead the fifth, don't rely on any promises, keep your mouth shut.
Exactly.
Keep
right.
Your mouth shut.
Yes, exactly.
That's crazy. So we've got a lot of things going on. The interesting one, that this is Denise, and during the week we like to talk about, you know, what's our next topic? What's going on? What are we going to do? But I want to tell you what Denise and I talked about during the week, that Denise was like, wow, shocked. We're going to talk about what Denise was talking about, what was the shocker, besides Todd combing his hair. But other than that, we'll be back with Radio Law Talk Hour number 3, where we do have a case or no case. Then we're going to get into the shocker, what Denise talked about. We'll be back.
Thank you for turning on Radio Law Talk. We want to remind you that it's available live every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time at RadioLawTalk.com and on many of your favorite radio stations. And every episode we've done is also available on RadioLawTalk.com as well. They're all archived right there for your listening pleasure, and they're all free, no charge to listen, and indexed nicely, too. Stay tuned. Radio Law Talk will continue.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.